Tefillah for Life, Shir 293, Thursday, Parshas Ekev. We continue in the powerful Tefillah of Kaddish, and we say that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name should be great, should become Kaddish, which means that everybody should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in this world, which is actually a concept that we should be keeping in mind throughout davening. We have to understand that when we internalize a certain understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control of the world, we bring Kedushas Shem Shamayim into the world. When we recognize, when everyone recognizes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's controlling this world, we bring the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Kedusha into the world. And that's Yisgadel V'Yisgadeh Shmei Rabba. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam's name is great. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam's name is Kaddish. But when it's not recognized, it is missing in that godless. It is missing in that Kedusha. And that's what we daven for in Kaddish. We ask that everyone should recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom's greatness and the Rabbeinu Shalom's Kedusha. And specifically, this is referring to La'asid Lavai, when the Geula comes and everyone will recognize. That's the Tefillah of Kaddish. And even though we've been saying Kaddish for thousands of years, and we weren't zeiche to the fulfillment of this tefillah yet, still, the fact that we daven for it, the fact that we ask for it, that itself brings Kedusha and Kvayit Shamayim to the world. Kvayit Shamayim is dependent on the humans that live on this world. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Kavod. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Kedusha. But when we recognize it, we bring it and we make it much, much greater. And that's the purpose of all praise that we say in davening. Hashem doesn't need our praise. But when we praise, we clarify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power in the world, which brings Kvayit Shamayim. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power is recognized, every time we recognize, every time we help others recognize how powerful and how all-encompassing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might is, that is Kvayit Shamayim. And that's the purpose of the Tefillah of Kaddish. And even if we didn't experience it yet, the power of the Tefillah still exists. The fact that we are asking for it, the fact that we are requesting for it, that itself brings Kvayit Shamayim. And when we say Kaddish, or we answer Kaddish, we are bringing the Rabbeinu Shalom's name, the Kedusha, and the godless of the Rabbeinu Shalom's name into this world. We are recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's superiority over every area in this world.